Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Let's linger longer at these special cities in Numbers 35. As Israel would make progress in claiming the land God had given them, while simultaneously executing his judgment on the wicked Canaanites, certain cities were to be set aside, 48 in all, verse 7. These were for the priests and Levites. Once in the land, they no longer had to set up, take down, and transport the tabernacle, as in the wilderness, but they were to teach the word, encourage holy living, and adjudicate disputes. Thus they were strategically located throughout the tribes. They also needed, quote, common land near these cities, quote, for their cattle, for their herds, and for all their animals, verse 3, measured off in a ring outside the city for a distance of, quote, 2,000 cubits in all directions, verse 5. This became the Sabbath day's journey. See also Joshua 3, verse 4. Now let's imagine the situation as it developed during the conquest. We know Caleb captured Hebron. The city name, made famous by Abraham, means fellowship. With the help of his future son-in-law, Othniel, he took the heights of Hebron, cleaning out the giant sons of Anak who lived there. But as soon as the Lord gave it to him as he requested, chapter 14, verses 12 and 13, he asked for it back. There are faithful servants who labor in my work, we might imagine God saying. Would you provide for them a place of rest and rejuvenation here in Hebron, Caleb? Oh, and let's also have it as a place of refuge for those fleeing the Avenger. It will mean you'll be vulnerable, available 24/7 with the gates open. But isn't that what God also asks of us? He wants the life he has given us to be given back to him, so it can be used as a refreshment to God's weary servants and also a refuge to those seeking his salvation. Are you available?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.